Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. We want to tell you about a Boston-based band whose name looks forward, but whose music is a bit of a throwback. The band is called Future Teens, and its tunes harken back to the musical genre of the 90s and early 2000s known as emo. It's a punk, indie, alt-rock crossover, heavy on emotional lyrics. The band sings about the anxieties of early adulthood, online dating, breakups, and finding your place in the world. As part of Sound On, our series on up-and-coming local musicians, WBUR music critic Amelia Mason tells us how the group Future Teens makes sad songs feel good.
Future Teens is a band I find very relatable. They strike this rare balance between pathos and playfulness. When I'm feeling sad, my first instinct is to joke about it, to try to soften pain with humor. And Future Teens captures that tension really well. Their song, What's My Sign Again, is about wondering if the person you're with is right for you, but it's filtered through these kind of jokey astrology metaphors.
So I looked up your birthday.
Future Teens actually started out as a joke. Like, let's pretend to be a band that formed in high school and then reunited as adults, still singing the same melodramatic songs about the same high school drama. Of course, Future Teens were never in high school together, and they started the band in their 20s. But something about it just clicked. Here's Daniel Radin, one of the band's main singers and songwriters.
I feel like there's sort of a something to starting a band you don't take seriously, because you can be more open or creative with it. And we kind of still carry that. Obviously, we have to take certain things seriously, but we try to, like, write and do everything we do with a sense of, like, playfulness, I guess, and, like, actually have fun.
I swiped myself to sleep last night.
The band got its start in the Boston underground rock scene and really started to take off a few years ago after they got signed to a label. They recorded their third album, which is really more of an EP, during the pandemic. It's called Deliberately Alive. And in some ways, I think it's a step forward for them. It's less about breakups and more inward-looking. One of my favorite songs is called Guest Room, which was written and sung by the band's lead guitarist, Amy Hoffman. It's about the very hard work of living with depression. Here's Hoffman.
Guest Room is about making, like, the really hard choice to, like, keep living your life when it's, like, the thing you want to do least in the world. And that's where the title came from, Deliberately Alive, of, like, how can I, like, actively choose to still be here even if all I'm going to do today is, like, make a cup of coffee and go back to bed. There's, like, so much more good in that than the alternative.
I don't even have the guest room.
And then there's another side of Future Teens. They love to play covers. Deliberately Alive actually has this really surprising cover of Believe by Cher.
Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me stay. I really don't think it's strong enough, no.
Future Teens has gotten a lot of attention for these cover song compilations that they put together every year with a bunch of other Boston area indie rock bands. In 2018, they made a bit of a splash with a full-length reimagining of Carly Rae Jepsen's album Emotion.
Lights,
Future Teens covered the first track, which is called Run Away With Me. I love the contrast between Jepsen's shiny, highly produced pop song and the Future Teens version. They really bring out the yearning in the original, but at the same time, they preserve the feel-good energy of the song. To me, this is such a revealing paradox. There's catharsis in singing about sadness, a release that makes you feel good. Future Teens find a lot to explore in that contradiction.
You can find Amelia Mason's full write-up on Future Teens in the Arts and Culture section of WBUR.org.